gain in our faith also. As we learn more, dear Lord, each and every day, every time we read your scripture, we learn something a little different, and we're able to just trust more in you. That's what we ask, dear Lord, to help us to trust in you in all that we do. Bless us all together here this evening. We just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Well, we have been in the book of Acts for some weeks now. And, well, I was thinking about that the past week. There's so much that has happened. Days. Okay? You know how many times? It says touches me in some way, but I don't know. In Acts 1:3, it says, how did you prove to them that he was the same Jesus they had walked with and talked with? Thank you. sudden Jesus appeared on the stairs. And then, of course, he appeared again out of John 21 by the Sea of Galilee. And another time, the apostles, 500 others, got in Corinthians. They came to James, his brother, and the apostle. Like I said, on the road to Emmaus, to me there was two people, right? One name was Cleopas. Right? Don't know the name of the other. Don't know that it really matters. But in to me, what happened to him was a spiritual occurrence, was a theological occurrence, and a personal. These men, of course, were disciples. Okay? Not apostles. They were disciples. They were followers. They were witnesses to the crucifixion. Okay? They were there, I believe, in the upper room with the Passover meeting. Okay? You know that the disciples were there. Somebody had to take a picture. Okay? But I just wonder how many people were there. But I know that there were more disciples. Okay? Alright, and of course, they were wakened, I'm sure, early that morning, whether they were with the disciples in the upper room or whatever. You know, when the disciples went through from the Passover meal, and then they went to the garden. And, of course, he was arrested, taken to Herod and Pilate, back and forth. And then, of course, the next day he was crucified. So they, think of what they had went through in that time. To me, that is just something that I wonder how we would be. That where would we be in the story? Of course, we know that as on the road to Emmaus, and you know, I think that after the resurrection that morning, they heard about it, talking about everything that was going on. Jesus joined them. So they knew what had happened. So to me, they're not going to leave Jerusalem after something like that happened, right? So it was probably later in the day before they left Jerusalem. Started on the way to Emmaus. And you know how far it was to Emmaus? 7 miles. Okay? So, you know, this is, to me, it's a pretty good deal to hike. Done some hiking in my time. And the 7 miles would, truthfully, walking on the road, up and down, really pretty hilly. 2.5, maybe 3 hours. Okay? So to me, they left maybe right before lunchtime, right after lunchtime, and they started to do the next. And they were in deep conversation, and Jesus joined them. Why do you think they didn't understand who he was? Why they might have thought, you know, somebody, then they start talking about things and you know, to me, it has to go, whoa, are you kidding me? Okay? But, yeah. And then they, of course, explain what they're going to do. And they start talking about it. And so, they were, of course, you know, if you think of some reasons why they might not think it too well, one reason is in a new body. Okay, in his resurrected body, he didn't look the same. One reason they said that they were Jesus' people. you know, these two disciples, of course, traveled with him for some way. I would say he had 4 or 5 miles, probably, often, as he revealed scripture to them. But then, of course, they asked him to stop and eat. And as they sat down to the meal, Jesus gave thanks. They were able, their eyes were open. And then they understood. Of course, what happened there? Now, think about those apostles, I think they understood. I think they knew about prophecy, like I was saying. I think that they were looking for a Savior. They had told them. Looking for a Savior. And needed to understand the message that God was doing to see. Okay? Well, I want you to think how things changed in those 3 years. Okay? How do you think the disciples changed? 3 years of being with Jesus. Think they changed any at all? More in tune than, let's say, we were as their young life. think of how they were together for a few years and how they learned from Jesus. Of course, Jesus explained the Old Testament, right? He says, okay, this is what they're doing. Where do we go from there? Okay? What do we change? What do we need to change in our lives to make this work for this new church? Okay? New church of different believers. It's not under the old law. Right? We're not going to do this. Okay? Of course, to me, it's not here. Okay? And of course, the Bible tells us quite a few miracles. The scripture says that it's going to contain all miracles of that. And that to me, that gives me chills because I wonder, okay, what did they see? What happened? It just means something that happened every day. Every day Jesus was faced with somebody or someone. He changed what they were used to. Yes, to be the same. And of course, Jesus led by his example. Okay? This is different than what they were used to. Right? Completely different message. God forbid you. God's the golden rule. You think he's the golden rule? Okay, that's what he does. Okay? What was the Old Testament rule? Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, right? And Jesus said, no. You will be others. One of the biggest things that they might have learned from is Jesus' interaction with sinners. And think of how he interacted with those who didn't believe, how he helped them to believe in ways that they didn't believe. Remember about their life story, okay? There's other people, other stories that they were witnessing and learning. Gaining faith, gaining trust. To me, I think of the apostles, everything that happened with them, with Jesus, is just so much that helped them learn. And of course, how did Jesus help them learn? Did he give them power? Yeah, he gave them power. He just sent them out. He said, okay. Told you how to do this. Now you need to go out and do it, right? And he gave them that experience of saying, okay, this is what it's like to follow Jesus and to do what he's told us to do. And, we send the message for us there. We need to do that each and every day of our life. We can take that, what we've learned, and say, okay, I'm going to do this. Anything that changed the disciples more in these 3 years would have been something like that. Okay, Jesus isn't here anymore. We're by ourselves. He said, go do it. Okay, let's go do it. So after 3 years, what do you think the apostles expected? Okay? Coming into Jerusalem. Okay? What do you think they expected? Right? The entry into Jerusalem, what happened? Did he come in quietly? He came in like a king. Okay? Canaan like a king. And I guess the question is, did he come in like a king? Exactly. So, in one way, he came in like a king. Another way, no, he didn't. But, six. Right. Right. What they wanted. He came in on a little donkey, right? Okay. But the people were singing, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord. Okay? That's what they said. Can you imagine, okay, from coming over the mountain down into the eastern gate and entry into Jerusalem and people throwing their palm branches and their coats on the ground and shouting Hosanna to the King? That's what they expected. Okay? And then when I go from the apostles to the disciples, this is my, okay, lift me up right here. Because if you think of all the believers that were following Jesus, okay, that had heard his message, that he fed 5,000, okay, they all experienced this. And, you know, so wonderful. So what would happen when he entered Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday? Yeah, we have a king. All right? And we are the followers. How many people today have going to be quite a few disciples? These are believers. These are followers. These are disciples. Okay? Not apostles. Disciples. I can't imagine how many hundred people have in the force, and people were caught up in excitement when this happened. People said, oh, yeah, I know that. That's what happened. Okay, now look, well, hey, praise the Lord. We're then in the height. So, you know, he came in like a king, even though he told him. You know, other things happened. Some issues in the temple. And throughout that week, Friday, there was a lot of things happening to the young leader. The messenger.